You've reached the right place. A destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its Best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
This is a bowl of soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I had to hit you up with some runaway love, R&B, soul, dance from Miss Linda Clifford, who is an American R&B, disco, and house music singer and actress, who has scored hits from the 1970s to the 1980s, most notably with that fabulous If My Friends Could See Me Now, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Runaway Love, and Red Light. She was on the Curtain Record label, which is a subsidiary label that was created by the legendary, the late great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And Runaway Love came out in 1977, and it was listed at number 3 on the R&B charts and definitely at number 2 on the dance charts in Canada as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep that groove going, giving you Miss Cece Peniston talking about you better keep on walking. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Ohio, Miss Cecilia Veronica Peniston, known as Cece Peniston, was born September 6, 1969, and you know, she was very hot in the 1990s. She was on the A&M record label from 1991 to 1998, and she's still performing and singing all over the world. And she had, she was one of the most successful dance club artists in the history of the United States Billboard Hot Dance Music Club Play, scoring 5 number one hits in the chart within 3 years. Her signature song, Finally, was number 5 in the Hot 100 and number 2 in the UK Top 75, which became one of the biggest dance singles, selling 3 million singles worldwide. And she has performed at private engagements for Aretha Franklin's private birthday party in Detroit, Michigan. She performed for Pope John Paul II in Rome at the Vatican as a member of the gospel band Sisters of Glory, and at the 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, during his inauguration ceremonies in Washington, D.C. And she signed a record deal with West Swag Music Group, Bungalow Records, with full distribution through the Universal Music Group distribution, and announced release of a new solo album 15 years after her last studio set, I'm Moving On, from 1996 on A&M Records. And this is Ebola Soul bringing you some dance music history. And coming up next, one of the dance music queens of all. And I said dance music queens of all. Sylvester. Here on Ebola Soul, dance disco heat with 2 tons of fun. And this is Ebola of Soul. From 1978, giving you some of that dance disco heat. This single by Sylvester James, who performed under his first name Sylvester. This song in 1978 was Sylvester's first top 40 hit in the U.S., where it peaked at number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the fall of 1978, and it also reached number 29 on the U.K. singles chart. And the song appears on his 1978 album, Step 2. A 12-inch single was released in 1978 with Dance Disco Heat as the A-side. And my favorite, my all-time favorite from Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, which was on the B-side. And these two extended dance mixes proved to be very popular in the dance clubs at that time. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I'm Professor T Love. And make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul on legend107radio.com with the legendary DJ Heavy on his network. A Bowl of Soul comes on as part of Soulful Sundays. And just go to legend107radio.com and you can hear A Bowl of Soul on Soulful Sundays at 8 o'clock. And yes, you can catch A Bowl of Soul as well on radiofreemissouri.org Central Standard Time on Monday at 8 o'clock as well. And you can catch me on Own Your Power Radio, which is now on SoundCloud, and you can listen to A Bowl of Soul on that network. Just go to soundcloud.com/Own Your Power Radio. And yes, getting 365 days of soul, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, baby. A Bowl of Soul on Live 365 with nonstop music with limited commercial interruption, and I know you're going to dig that. Coming up next, we are celebrating the wonderful one, the legendary Marvin Gaye. And definitely, you know, Marvin Gaye, I believe he had a birthday on, I believe it's April 2nd. And, you know, we also lost Marvin Gaye also in the month of April. As you know, he was tragically killed. He was born April 2nd, 1939, and he was killed on April 1st, 1984 at the age of 44, Los Angeles, California, and the cause of death was murder by gunshot by his father. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of the legendary, wonderful one, Mr. Marvin Gaye, and you're going to listen to You're a Wonderful One. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Words of confidence, you speak
my cheek. It makes my burden a little bit lighter. Makes my life a little bit brighter. 'Cause you're a wonderful one. You're a wonderful one. Oh, you're a wonderful one. Baby, you're a
wonderful one.
Wonderful, baby.
Yeah, on the Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating the wonderful one. Mr. Marvin Gaye was born Marvin Pence Gaye Jr. on April 2nd, 1939 in Washington, D.C. His father was a church minister, Marvin Gaye Sr., and his mother was a domestic worker, Alberta Gaye. And Marvin Gaye's first home was on 1617 First Street Southwest, a few blocks from Anacostia River. And when Marvin Gaye was in his teens, the family relocated to Deanwood section of northeastern Washington, D.C. Marvin Gaye was the second eldest of Marvin Gaye Sr.'s children. And, you know, Marvin Gaye started singing in church, and when he was 4 years old, and his father often accompanied him on the piano. You know, Marvin Gaye family were part of a Pentecostal church known as the House of God. And the House of God took its teachings from Hebrew Pentecostalism, which advocated strict conduct and adhered to both the Old and New Testaments. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating a Marvin Gaye who developed a love of singing at an early age and was encouraged to pursue a professional music career after a performance at a school play. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, Little Darling, I Need You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
It's so hard loving you, but I don't wanna let you go. A little darling, I need you. A little darling, I love you. Little darling, I want you. Little darling, got to have you. And if it means giving up my pride, I'm willing to give it up, give it up. There's always one who loves more than the other, but I don't mind, I don't mind. I'm willing to pay the price, have your love at any sacrifice. Like as well as me. So if I have to be your number one fool before you care about me, then I'm willing to pay the price. Be your number one fool. Make that sacrifice. Oh, believe me. Only my pillow knows how many tears I cried, baby. Only my heart knows the awful hurt I feel inside, baby. My life is so lonely, waiting for you to love me only. Now I'm willing to pay the price, be your number one fool, and it is sacrifice. Little darling, I need you. Little darling, I love you. Little darling, I want you. Little darling, got to have you. It's so hard loving you, baby.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, the legendary Marvin Gaye talking about Little Darling, I Need You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, giving you some more soul from Motown, Detroit, Michigan, from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, talking about Jimmy Mack. Jimmy Mack, when are you coming back? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jimmy Mack,
you're listening to A Bowl.
Oh, Jimmy Mack, when are you coming back? Jimmy Mack,
Yeah, giving you Jimmy Mac remix by Mosota Gam, baby. And this is a bowl of soul giving you some Motown soul from the legendary Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And you need to know why you need to listen to a bowl of soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's classic. Stevie Wonder, that was from that classic music period, that shift that he made, such a dramatic shift from the different type of music he was doing before with Motown, and this is more of Stevie Wonder, his compositions. And this was, this song, Too High, was off of Inner Visions, which was the 16th studio album by Stevie Wonder, released August 3rd, 1973 on the Tamla record label. And it was part, as I said, part of a landmark recording of his classic period. And, you know, Inner Visions, Talking Book, it's all part of that period. I mean, that when I hear this song, I hear nothing but jazz in it, and I hear the transition and the growth of Stevie Wonder in this particular album. In fact, I have Inner Visions and Talking Book, which I think were, to me, classic albums. And also, Stevie Wonder was the first black artist to experiment with the ARP synthesizer technology on a mass scale, and he really, that technology he was using really influenced the subsequent future of commercial black music. And he, on this album, he also played virtually all instruments on six of the album's nine tracks, making most of Inner Visions a representative one-man band. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, from 1973, some classic Marvin Gaye, Come Get to This, off of the Let's Get It On album. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Girl, you've been gone away a real long time. Oh, I really went out of my mind. Went on. Oh, I miss your love. When you left, baby, you did.
Some of that doo-wop soul in that song, you know, definitely, you know, Marvin Gaye was a member of a doo-wop group. Harvey Fook was New Moon Glows, and, you know, he relocated to Chicago, and at that time, you know, the Harvey Fook and the New Moon Glows recorded several sides for Chess Records in 1959, including the song Mama Lucy, which was Marvin Gaye's first lead vocal recording. And, you know, as part of the group, Marvin Gaye did session work, and he did session singing for Chuck Berry, singing on the hits Back in the USA and Almost Grown. In 1960, Harvey Fuqua and the New Moonglows disbanded, and Marvin Gaye relocated to Detroit with Harvey Fuqua when he signed with Tri-Fi Records as a session musician, playing drums on several Tri-Fi releases. And Marvin Gaye performed at Motown President Berry Gordy's house during the holiday season in 1960. He was very impressed by the singer, and Berry Gordy sought Fuqua on his contract with Marvin Gaye, and Fuqua agreed to sell part of his interest in his contract with Marvin Gaye, and then as a result of that, Marvin Gaye became part of the Tamla family. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the late legendary Mr. Marvin Gaye, and coming up next is Everything is Everything from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress, more powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations, then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream,
come slow and not at all.
They come slow, you know what I mean?
And the ones on time won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail to make a better situation.
Eventually,
la 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 la
we're here on A Bowl of Soul celebrating Miss Lauryn Hill off of the LP, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and just some great news on March 25th. This album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was inducted into the National Recording Registry. This album, which is 17 years old, Lauryn Hill's 1998 album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, is among 25 recordings selected this year, 2015, to be inducted into the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Under the terms of the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000, the Library of Congress each year selects 25 recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and at least 10 years old. And we celebrate Lauryn Hill for the induction of her historically, aesthetically relevant album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, from 1988. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to play you some new music from the silky smooth soul brother by the name of Will Downing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing, a.k.a. the Prince of Sophisticated Soul. Yeah, I said it. Here's my latest single, I Could Never Say No to You, taken from my latest release called Chocolate Drops. Check this out.
I could never say no to you. Never. I could never know, never know, never know. I could never say no to you. Do you mind if we talk for a minute, baby? Ain't no need for alarm, everything between us is just fine. I wanna say that your wants and your needs, they are my high priorities. Anything I can do to make you smile for a while, oh baby. There are so many things I'd like to do for you, sweet baby. Pick you up after work, take you anywhere you wanna go, oh, oh. To a play, to a club, to the park, or just a late night stroll after dark. Anything that you wanna do, just say it, baby. Cause I can never say no. I can never say no to you. No. I can never say no. Say no to you. No, oh, oh. Don't worry about me, cause I'm cool. What can I do for you? Anything I can do, I'm gonna try to do. But now let's be realistic. Some things I can afford to buy, but I know a million ways to please you if you let me try. Cause I love you. Yes, I love you. It's the joy you bring to my everything. It's kind of hard to define the things you mean to me. Yeah. Say anything you want at all, I'm here to satisfy you. You just say, and I do. I could never say no. Never, never, no. I can never say no to you.
Yeah, new music from Will Downing. Never Say No to You. And you can definitely check out Will Downing's songs by definitely purchasing them on iTunes and, you know, definitely going to his website, willdowning.com, and definitely check out this new music from the silky smooth soul brother, Mr. Will Downing. And coming up next, we got some new 2015 music from Miss Ebony Evans, talking about sweet music. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. I just want sweet music when day is done. I just want sweet music and you.
From Ebony Evans, produced by Philadelphia-based R&B soul production company Mandolin. Music from her forthcoming third studio album, More Than Ever, releasing on 7/7/2015. You can catch up with Miss Ebony Evans by going to www.ebonyevans.com. EBONYEVANS.com. And you know what? I'm going to leave you with something to contemplate from Mr. Marvin Gaye. This song is still relevant. It's been over 40 years now, but you know, the song is still relevant. What's going on? What is going on? There's a lot going on in this world, and we still question it. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Picket line. Signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going
on? Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
what's going on? Right now.
Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today.
Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
And yeah, you've heard Mr. Marvin Gaye singing What's Going On, and this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed listening to this program. We'll be back next week giving you some more R&B soul to get you grooving and get you going. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mix stew of soul music, and like my Facebook page. And if you want to email me here, you can reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I wish you a happy Easter, and I want you to have a great and pleasant weekend. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.